What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Took one preseason game, the entire NFL looks like idiots. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff on vacation. The one and only Zach Gelb sitting in today and tomorrow. Zach, thanks so much for getting up early. You're usually on afternoons on many of these same Infinity Sports Network stations.
You know, I'm just coming back from vacation in Banff, where I had some beautiful sights.
Yeah.
And I woke up to some of the best views I've ever seen. Now I wake up to the views of
darkness.
EJ and Scarpaccia. Wonderful, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Well, better than Banff.
And I doubt it. We'll get into your cool vacation to Canada in a minute, but Shador Sanders, this is from Friday night, and when you walk into your office today or you're on your shift, the one question that people are going to be asking, how'd Shador look? How'd Shador look on Friday night? You may have missed it. Well, he looked like a first or second round rookie who was out there taking some of the preseason lumps and having some of the good stuff and some of the bad stuff, Zach. And if you had told me that Shador Sanders was drafted late first round, early second round, and that was the performance that we saw on Friday night against the Carolina Panthers, against some of their starters as well, I would have said, yeah, this tracks. This tracks for a guy who has the accuracy that he had in college, for a guy who clearly has some touch on the ball, for a guy who's getting his feet wet in the NFL. This is what it would have looked like. So ipso facto, the rest of the NFL looks like dopes. The fact that he dropped all the way to the fifth round when you had quarterback needy teams out there, everyone's got to be, and if I were an owner or someone, I would be looking at my personnel and calling everyone in the front office and saying, what the hell, guys? Like, this is someone we couldn't take a flyer on in the fourth round or the third round?
But that's the part to me that's so confusing, because Shador is a good quarterback. Whether you want to say he's great or he's elite, that's a different conversation. But I know he's a good quarterback, watching him do more with less at Colorado. And, okay, the interview process, right, he was cocky, he was arrogant, he thought he was above it, but you want to fall out of the first round? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I understand the NFL, little slap in the wrist, no big deal. And when we're sitting there on draft night,
I know.
Second round, third round, fourth round, and he goes in the fifth, I thought that was bleeping crazy, and you're right, he wasn't perfect, but he looked the part, and that elicited me saying, after watching him play for basically a half in a preseason game, a little bit more than that, okay, it's not a matter of if he's going to start this year in Cleveland. Mm. It's just going to be when, and that's the fun part.
Okay, well, but here's the situation there. And I've said this and maintained it. I know a lot of people have pushed back on it. We've gotten some criticism over this, but it doesn't really feel like a fair fight when you're talking about this quarterback competition, air quotes, that's going on with the Browns, because I think Joe Flacco won the job. And if you want to say 41-year-old Joe Flacco, two decades of experience, that's fine. Schedule's really tough out of the gate coming for the Browns. you want the veteran there. That's all well and good. But as far as the backup role is concerned, if you really have an open competition and one guy goes down with a bad hamstring and one guy goes down with a slightly less bad hamstring, and now you've got this guy, which is Shador, who you threw into the fire without any first-team reps to play in that first preseason game, and he appointed himself well, I think is the best way I'd put it.
Yeah.
You know, every throw wasn't perfect. Believe me, every throw wasn't perfect. And at one point, he was doing that retreating thing, right, which is what the scouts didn't like. Retreating away from pressure, and, there was one play where he, went to his left, ran all the way back to his right, only to get back to the line of scrimmage. Okay, he's a rookie. It's a first preseason game. But there was enough good there to build on, and I just don't know if the Browns see it that way. And this week is going to be very interesting because they have one practice today back in Cleveland, and then they go to Philadelphia to have these joint practices with the Eagles. Well, that's a little step up in weight class. Does he actually get first team reps for the first time ever in training camp? And do the Browns actually say, not because the outside pressure, just because what they saw on film, hey, he deserves more of a chance, Zach, to at least win the backup role?
Here's the part to me, and you have the joint practice, like you said. I've been to those monotonous training camps.
Yeah.
They're terrible. They're awful. They suck. They're not fun to be at. I don't care how big of a football fan you are. But when you have the other team comes in, that's when it's almost better than the preseason. A lot of coaches think the joint practices are big. So it may not even be the preseason game number two that is really exciting. It's what's going to be the reporting, what's going to be the showing in those joint practices up against the Eagles, who, as a lot of people know, and I know I'm sitting in Perloff's seat today, so I don't want to sound like Mr. Philadelphia, but they just won the Super Bowl last year, and they have one of the better defenses in the league. So this week, the joint practices, probably more important for Shador's showing than the actual preseason game.
But this is where the rub is when you have four guys, and now count them up, there's six guys who are actually on an active roster for the Cleveland Browns. How do you divvy up these reps? And this is where the Browns, I don't want to say they screwed themselves, but in some ways they set up this really tough situation.
I think it's simple. I don't need to see much of Joe Flacco this week.
I think he wants the reps, though.
Okay, that's fine, Joe. You're right now a placeholder. That's what you are. I know you're a Super Bowl MVP, but right now you're a placeholder. And any Cleveland Browns fan that thinks this is going to be Joe Flacco of 2 years ago, I got a bridge to sell you after the show, all right? This is not Joe Flacco from 2 years ago. This is going to be Joe Flacco in Indianapolis last year, which was not a good experiment. So Joe, he'll get some reps, obviously, but then you got to divide it up really between the other three. Kenny Pickett, you're not a starting quarterback in this league. Dylan Gabriel, right now, I don't think he's ready. Shador, it's go time. Cleveland needs to start giving this guy more reps. They can't sit here and continue to operate the way that they have and basically ignore him.
Yeah.
And this is the Tebow part of it, which is fun, is that this is like a Tim Tebow cult following. And
interesting.
Shador gave you enough where that fan base that loves Shador, and I'm happy to be a fan of Shador, they're going to get louder and louder and louder if you keep on trotting out there with the reps. Old man Joe Flacco with this cane, Kenny Pickett with his small hands, and then Dylan Gabriel, who, is a little fella these days
for a quarterback. He's a third-round pick, right? And his training camp was up and down. So he's going to go through the same trials and tribulations that Shador's going to go through, right?
Yeah.
You'd only expect so much. That's
interesting,
though.
But Shador's better than Dylan Gabriel, let's be real.
Yeah.
I know it's a third, fifth round. Shador Sanders is it. And I was higher on Dylan Gabriel in the draft process than most. Shador Sanders is a better quarterback than Dylan Gabriel.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Tebow aspect, right? Tebow was a first-round pick, was one of the great college quarterbacks of all time, right? So Shador's not that. Tebow, though, did create and had such a following
it
was almost like it became like a distraction, but not in a bad way. Like, you think because it's positive and people are generally high on Tebow and liked what he was about, but teams, like, it was tough for them to bring him in because he got so much attention that it tilted, like, the way people, thought about these quarterback, his opportunities, if you will.
Belichick basically did Urban Meyer a favor by bringing in Tebow. And I'll never forget one of the press conferences where they go, the Tebow questions were there, and Belichick basically said, you know, we got Tom Brady as our quarterback.
Yeah, right. You know, with Tom Brady, you're getting Tebow questions.
That like, shows you the power of it, though.
I know. And Tom's got to be like, what? How many rings do I have to win?
And anyway. Breaking news, there's no Tom Brady in Cleveland.
Well,
right
see,
now.
That's the thing. It's, you know, Tebow got kind of, because of his popularity, but the skill was not there and he couldn't match it. And then he was only on teams that actually had quarterbacks till he decided to play baseball. But Shador, there's an opportunity. And I'll give you one more. When was the last time anyone was really excited about the quarterback situation in Cleveland? Maybe Baker Mayfield? And they ran him out.
Deshaun when he first got there?
Okay, but I think a lot of people were a little mixed on that because Deshaun came in with some big baggage.
And I am not a fan of Deshaun Watson. Yeah. Let me preface that statement before I'm about to say. But we've seen this enough. You start throwing touchdown passes. You start playing well.
Right.
People ignore the off-the-field problems, and then they genuflect to you. If Deshaun Watson was throwing touchdown passes and was healthy and was a top-seven quarterback that he displayed in Houston, people would have forgot about the off-the-field stuff real quick in Cleveland.
We're talking about the Browns quarterback situation after Shador Sanders appointed himself very well in the first preseason game. Rest of the NFL looked silly because they kept passing on him. And now the Browns have a real serious, you know, dilemma on their hands, which is how many reps does Shador get this week? Do they continue this momentum or do they stop it dead in its tracks? The one thing, though, about Deshaun, it's like you couldn't have this, like, awesome outpouring of like, yes, we got him. Because there was always that, well,
he's a creep and a jackass.
Yeah, well, it's just all like, right? Well, how
good
many,
morning to everyone, by
how
the way.
Many massage therapists need to come forward before you realize maybe this guy is not who he claims to be? And so you could never really have the full, like, oh, we got the guy who everyone else wanted. And then he got there and he got hurt and he played bad. And at this point, it's anyone but Deshaun. So it just, I think Baker's the last time people really loved a quarterback in Cleveland. And again, they got him out of town because he had the audacity to hurt his non-throwing shoulder and they thought his career was over,
yeah,
I guess.
And I think the expectations probably in Cleveland will, nationally, I think will be more crazy and there will be more of a frenzy about Shador than maybe the people in Cleveland. And I understand they had that one meme of the guy with the jersey that has 4,000 quarterbacks in the last 20 years. So if Shador in a regular season game plays well, that's when I think the buzz really takes off in Cleveland. But doesn't there have to be some feeling in Cleveland where you look at the state of this roster and you go, okay, Joe Flacco, right, is going to play 6-7 games this year, let's just say. Kenny Pickett, maybe he'll get an opportunity or he'll get cut or traded somewhere in a few weeks. And then there's probably not a feeling of great optimism with Dillon Gabriel and Shador, even after this unbelievable showing by Shador Sanders, because the Cleveland Browns football fan, they're an expert in the draft. I know they don't always make the right picks, but they got 2 first-round picks next year, and they're probably already doing their homework and saying, okay, these guys, if anyone pops off, it's just an added bonus, but in all likelihood, they'll be taking a quarterback in the first round next year.
But, Zach, then the question is, why not just give Shador the chance, right? Why not?
Because 100%.
To me, I think outside of, all right, you want to squint, you want to look at a couple Pro Bowlers who are on this Browns team. Clearly, you have one of the best defensive players in the league, Myles Garrett. You got Denzel Ward. You got a good offensive line. You got fine receiver, two fine receivers, I guess, in Jerry Jeudy and then in David Njoku. And then it's not like you are a contender, right? Like, that's the thing about the Browns. Does no one want to say this? Let's say it. You're not a Super Bowl contender. So shocker. Yeah. So let's go with the thing that brings optimism. Go with the thing that actually could set you up for future success. And to me, that's giving Shador a real shot, not rolling the dice with Kenny Pickett or with Joe Flacco.
And if you're an astute football fan, you looked at Colorado, and let's be real, most of you outside of Shador Sanders could only name one other player on Colorado.
Yeah, Travis Hunter.
And that's Travis Hunter. The offensive line was not good. They had some other solid wide receivers, but no one that was really popping off that you said, okay, this is a first or a second round talent. And the run game was basically non-existent. So if I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, I look at that and I say, Shador did more with less in Colorado. You look at Cleveland, you just pointed it out, all the flaws on this roster. Just see if he could do more with less in Cleveland, because at this age, Joe Flacco doesn't do anything for me. Kenny Pickett doesn't do anything for me, and neither does Dillon Gabriel. And this Browns team, outside of that little run with Baker Mayfield for the last half decade or even decade, they've been abysmal. They've been a disaster, and they've been a joke. So at least do something that provides some excitement, and Shador provides that buzz and that factor. Now, with that being said, there's a difference in what Zach Gelb thinks should happen and what will happen.
Right.
I'm not saying that he won't eventually start. I think he will. But I look at the first six games of the schedule: Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh.
One of those games in London Europe. I don't even know regardless where it is. Dublin, I have no idea.
Yeah, who knows where the NFL plays these days. But regardless as to what kind of president you think Shador is going to be, that president will be stayed wrapped under the tree until maybe the earliest, barring injury, Miami on October 19th. That's when this can really get fun, and that's when you can unleash Shador.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Does the NFL look silly after just one preseason game of Shador Sanders where he looked pretty good?
How many of the teams in the league right now, if I had to set an over-under?
Yeah.
Do you think 2.5 teams, if I just set that line for you right now, are sitting there saying, man, we should have picked this guy in the first four rounds?
Yeah, I think if I'm an owner, I'm looking at Shador making headlines. I'm looking at Shador potentially filling seats. I'm looking at people getting excited about him. I'm looking at a guy who so far has come in outside two speeding tickets, you know, has done everything right. You know, he's acted right. He's acted like he's just one of the guys. I think this whole boogeyman thing of Deion and Shador coming in, now maybe they all got really humbled because he did fall to the fifth round. That's possible. Although I think Deion's just Deion. You know, I don't think you're humbling him at this point.
Well, Coach Prime, let's be respectful.
Sorry about that. But like, there's nothing you're doing at this point that's going to, like, you know, take him down a peg or something like that. I think you would have gotten this same Shador whether he was taken in the second round or whether he was taken in the fifth. And so, yeah, I think there's probably a few owners, maybe New Orleans, you know, a couple others. Maybe
Steelers and Raiders should really regret it.
Steelers look silly for this because you also could have still kept Rodgers.
Yeah.
You could have had Rodgers in there giving him all the pointers.
Could you imagine the fun there? Rodgers with the ayahuasca and Shador with all the buzz. Oh, I would maybe move to Pittsburgh to cover that team for 2 months.
But it could have been a good pairing, you know, because Rodgers, it seems like he'll talk to the wall about whatever you want. And maybe he thinks the wall is actually a person because who knows how much drugs this guy's done. But to be fair, like, he wants to be
that. Talking about me and Bam for Aaron Rodgers.
Both. I think Rodgers has shown he wants to do what Brett Favre did not do for him. Right. Brett was not the guy who came in and was, you know, like sharing all the trade secrets and all of that. And I think he tried to make it right with Jordan Love. Jordan Love says he was a great mentor. And I think he would do the same thing here. So, yeah, Steelers blew it big time. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Shador, not the only rookie looking pretty good in the preseason. We'll tell you who was great. And we'll tell you who was not. Yeah. Couple tough debuts. We're not writing anyone off yet, but, you know, Quinn Ewers, Graham Mertz, tough.
Wow, naming people.
Naming people. What am I, I'm going to dance around it?
Quinn Ewers' family is on line one, 888-710-4ISN.
Come on
in.
They're
not happy with you, man.
Listen, you want to pull the thread there, how Quinn Ewers kept Arch Manning from starting. We can go back to that. I still don't. I have no idea.
I think that this is all design plan in Texas.
That's possible.
That's what I would say.
That's possible because Ewers, that, well, listen, still plenty of room to grow. 888-710-4ISN.
Sounded real confident in that, Maggie.
There's a pregnant pause there. 888-710-4476. Did the NFL already show they made a mistake with Shador Sanders dropping to the fifth round? All right, get on board. Lots to do today, including some more preseason stuff you got to know about before you get to work today, and also some college. Injury at LSU, you have to know about, and the AP poll comes out tomorrow, so we're going to make some predictions. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelbin.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For Pearl today. Back at Perloff Show, Zach Elbs in for Perloff today and tomorrow. We're talking about Shedeur Sanders and did the NFL. Do they all look silly now because Shedeur looked like what you'd expect a first or second round quarterback to look like in their preseason debut? So you can go and vote at Maggie and Pearl. NFL looks silly, or do you still want to keep an arm's length here about Shedeur, a little more wait and see mode? I also saw some really positive reviews for Jackson Dart of the New York Giants and also for J.J. McCarthy from the Minnesota Vikings now, and Cam Ward. Now, McCarthy and Ward both played one series. So whatever you want to take from that, I mean, I know McCarthy is not technically a rookie, but this will be the first time we're seeing him. Only played one series, looked fine, looked good, but again, very, very small sample, clearly bringing these guys along a little slower. Jackson Dart actually got some burn. He came in after Russell Wilson, and he looked good too. Now, again, a couple really tough looking throws, a couple, you know, hospital balls here and there. It's not going to look perfect, but he, if you're looking for the breadcrumbs, the building blocks, that's what you got from Jackson Dart.
Yeah. And Russell Wilson, he's a better placeholder than Joe Flacco is right now, but he's still a placeholder. And there will eventually be a time this year where Jackson Dart gets the keys to, you know, not a Ferrari. I can't call the Giants a Ferrari these days, but they get the keys to the car and we'll see how long and how far he could drive it. But
it's like an 04 Jeep.
Yeah, maybe. At best. You know, it's kind of like my rent-a-car in Banff when I first got to the airport. There was no license plate on it. So I had to go back and we had to rent a new car and it was just a whole disaster. So that would be the Giants right now. They were a white car. It looks good on the outside, but then there was no license plate, so you can't really get that far. And I didn't want to get pulled over by the authorities in Banff and be an international criminal. I didn't want that happening. But I think something...
To be honest, I'm sending that call straight to voicemail, Zach. Don't call me. Zach's calling from Canada. This can't be good. I don't want any smoke.
I actually think I would make you my first phone call just because I know Townie Maggie probably has some running with law enforcement. Maybe you could give me some sage advice there on how to get out of the problem or just send me a PBA card. But I think something that you said was fascinating. There is some good and there is some bad with all these guys. And I'm just curious how people consume it because I think most people aren't sitting down and watching the full preseason. And you go on social media and on some highlights, you would think J.J. McCarthy was some bum with some things that get posted on social media. But I think J.J. McCarthy is going to have a big season for the Minnesota Vikings. I think they're winning double-digit games. I think as they put more food on his plate through the season and he set up in an environment with O'Connell, Jefferson. I know Addison's out for the first three games. You got Hockenson, Jones. I believe that they'll be better at the quarterback position this year than they were last year with Sam Darnold, who surprised a lot of
people. Wow, okay.
The record may not be better, but I think the individual play from the quarterback. The Minnesota Vikings won a playoff game this year.
Wow.
They would not have won a playoff game last year, and they didn't, with Sam Darnold. McCarthy is a winner. Say what you want about him. He will win a playoff game this year with Kevin O'Connell.
Man, that's interesting, because I think a lot of people believe that the Vikings were going to win that playoff game against the Rams. It was weird. It got moved. You know, they had to play it in Arizona. And I know Darnold looked bad at the last game of the season, but I'm pretty sure they were favored in that game. Were they not against the
Maybe
Rams?
Maybe a 1.5-point favorite?
Maybe it came down.
Something slight.
I think it was shocking that not shocking to people who have been watching Sam Darnold's pro career for a long time, but it was shocking that there was that much of a cliff that the team just sort of fell off, like right at the end of the year. As far as J.J. McCarthy, here's my one where I'm fading the Vikings more than you are. he's running a lot, and he's going to run a lot mm-hmm. because young quarterbacks who can run are going to rely on that because they're not going to be able to go through like all their progressions, and like they're not savvy in that way. I'm afraid he's going to get hurt. You know, he leaves Fair. The pocket like that, and he, you know, he was taken off a little bit. We saw all the guys run a little bit because you have to. I worry about him.
I will say, though, I know they lost that playoff game up against TCU, but I thought that they were passive in the first half. And when they allowed McCarthy actually to get out of the pocket.
You're talking about Michigan, going back to the Michigan days.
Yeah, and when he ran a little bit in that second half, that's when they got back in the game. So he's more mobile than what people think.
Yeah.
But you are, that's a fear with any young quarterback. It's, you know, you live with it with Josh Allen.
Yep.
Sometimes in regular season game number four, dude, slide, go down 3 yards before the marker, even if you don't get the first down, and live to see it another day, because one more injury to McCarthy, and if he gets hurt this year, and God forbid, first 2 years of his career, he's not playing, you usually don't recover from that.
Yeah, the other part, too, when we're talking about some of the preseason debuts of some of the younger quarterbacks, one of the other things about JJ, which I don't know if you're seeing the same thing in Cleveland or you're seeing the same thing even maybe in New York, but we'll see how the Giants do this year. In Minnesota, you have other quarterbacks who are dying to go there.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers wanted to play there. We know that. He would have been there. If the Vikings had said yes, he would never have been a Steeler, right? I think there were, you know, could Matthew Stafford, you know, there's questions about guys who want to go play in that system. If McCarthy does get injured again, I'll knock on wood for him. I don't want to see the guy hurt. But if something happened that sets his, like, quarterback career back again, you're going to have to really fight off some other quarterbacks who see this as a great situation, want to come play there, want to play for Kevin O'Connell. It's a desirable place where some of the other teams that, you know, have quarterback questions are not as desirable.
I didn't think I'd be starting my Monday morning off talking about J.J. McCarthy getting hurt, but if I'll just throw this out there. If he did get hurt this year and had to miss a significant amount of time, maybe say his entire season's wiped out like what happened last year, first phone call's got to be to Kirk Cousins. Get him out of Atlanta, go back to Minnesota. Little, I'm coming home. I think that would be the reunion if it was just to happen this year. That's not a long-term plan. I know it's not sexy.
Yeah.
But they could still make the playoffs with Kirk Cousins as the quarterback.
I don't know. Do they have enough Shania Twain there on ready to go, the playlist?
Also, the other thing here, we just did 30 minutes on Shador, Jackson Dart, J.J. McCarthy. Can we show a little love to Cam Ward?
Cam Ward. Sorry, he played two series. I said one. He played two.
This is the most disrespected first overall pick. There's been no coverage. No one's cared. Calvin Ridley looked pretty happy. He had three nice receptions for, I think, 50 yards. Cam Ward's going to be a good quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I don't see it as disrespect. I see this as a positive for Ward. You know, first of all, you're going to a team that just, quite frankly, doesn't have a lot of buzz in a division that is, you know, could be a little more open maybe than people think, although I know EJ and Perloff both love Houston.
Well, he's also coming from an irrelevant place. Miami football, they've been irrelevant for the last 20 years,
yeah,
right?
I know, you're gonna make EJ mad this morning, but...
Don't worry, EJ's like the appetizer today. I'm really going for Manny tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, well, I may Manny punch Manny tomorrow. By the end of the show.
Manny will be back tomorrow. He's taking a covered wagon back from Buffalo. I don't know why he decides to take the train.
Wait, what?
We'll get into that, Manny's modes of transportation.
There's a reason why he's a lonely man.
Andrea was so confused when I told her what he was doing.
I didn't even know there was a train from New York City to Buffalo.
That's a dark place, the train from Buffalo to New York City.
Honestly, you could take a bicycle. It would probably take you less time. But this is the situation. The Titans don't have a lot of buzz. And I think it actually helps Cam Ward. Like, I think it's luxury. You know, you come in and everyone's looking at Shador or looking at other quarterbacks, Jackson Dart, all the pressure. He just gets to sort of do his thing. If I were the number one overall pick, I would be happy with, you know, just a little bit more anonymity if it gave me time to develop, because I'm in this thing for the next 10, 15 years.
So I do agree with part of what you said, but then also there has to be part of Cam Ward that this just motivates him even more. Maybe. And this is a guy, let's be real, zero-star recruit, incarnate word, made his way to Washington State, and then obviously last year with Miami, that's when a lot of people started to understand and know how good this guy was. That's got to even build that chip on his shoulder even more, because I got to be sitting there saying, hey, I'm better than J.J. McCarthy. I'm better than Cam Ward. I'm better than all these guys that are getting ready to make their first NFL starts, and no one's caring about me. That, I think, provides a little bit extra fuel to the fire.
I'm sorry, I missed. The Nike football didn't also drop a Cam Ward ad like they did with Shador. One preseason game, Shador Sanders, Nike football. When you get your opportunity, create your next one, and it just says only a matter of time, and it's Shador holding up the wrist, and that's the one that the watch goes on. Sorry, wrong wrist.
I would be calling New Balance or Under Armour. I don't know.
Where's my ad?
I don't know who he is in bed with when it comes to sponsorship deals, but I'd be calling all these other people and be saying, all right, let's show Shador really who is the man. It's me. Who cares about Shador?
Does the NFL look a bit silly now? Shador appointed himself well in that preseason game. Clearly does not look like a fifth-round pick. Andrew Bogish is with us this morning. What's up, Bogues?
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at progressivecommercial.com. Uh-oh times in Philadelphia. Eagles Pro Bowl left guard Landon Dickerson suffered an apparent lower right leg injury near the end of last night's open practice. There were roughly 50,000 people at the link. When Dickerson went down on a pass play, teammates gathered around as trainers worked on him. He eventually got to the cart without putting any weight on that right leg.
I mean, we know they can still do the tush push, so what does it matter?
Have we been nice enough to you, the fact that you pegged Cam Jurgens as a top five, like, influential player a year ago because of the tush push?
No,
and they didn't miss a beat?
It was we did a segment, who will be the most important non-quarterback in the NFL last year heading into the season? I said Cam Jurgens because Kelsey was retiring, Jason Kelsey, and this guy's the new center. So are they going to be able to execute the tush push? Boom, they win the Super Bowl.
All right, well, I need now year two in case Dickerson's out long term.
who's the backup guard?
Yeah, who's Cam Jurgens this year for them?
You shouldn't walk around saying that was the take of the year, not this take of the year this year, which is the drought buster.
Yeah, which is dead in the water. Well, yeah. No.
I feel so lost right now.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
We'll get you up to speed.
But there's a handbook somewhere.
Jeff Stoutland, though, is I think, the best offensive line coach in football. And did you know Cam Jurgens has a beef jerky company?
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm a big beef jerky guy. Both,
how
you're a
big
beef jerky guy, right?
Not even a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Emaciated fellow like
leave
you,
your
not
Slim
a big
Jim's
beef
home.
Beef jerky guy?
That doesn't get you through
that
set
one.
Two of the Dave Matthews.
Emaciated.
Wait, hold on.
A Slim Jim's also like the hamburger. Of,
that's
like,
also
it's like,
true.
It's like the McDonald's of
yeah, there's
beef
a lot
jerky.
Of fancy stuff out there now.
Fordham guys, you know, a little snobby. Can
who invited Gail? We asked her answer that question yet?
But it's part of a keto diet, right? So now you get all these fancy jerkies. Right.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
But the reason I did have take of the year going, like the opinion of the year, and it was, I mean, the train was on the tracks for this one. It was really setting up nicely when Rory was breaking his Masters drought and when Florida basketball won the NCAA tournament. And I said, it's the year of the drought busters, a.k.a.
Okay.
slump busters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Scottie Scheffler started winning, and I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah. Canada didn't win a Stanley Cup.
No, that would have been big. The Florida Panthers repeating, really. Ah, but, you know, OKC.
Yeah,
a long, very long drought.
I guess.
They won a championship.
It's just like, it got lost in the sauce here.
Rory was good. Everything else is a stretch. And now you've run out of options.
I know. After spring, the weather started getting really hot. And all of a sudden, my drought busters really went dry.
Scottie Scheffler woke up, saw your take. And
it was the
I took
Panthers.
That personally.
No, it was the Panthers. If Canada had broken that drought, I'd be coming into the show wearing a crown every day. Just like, I can tell the future.
But like, once you say that this is the take of the year, you know it's going to be the cold take of the year at that point, right? Like, once you speak it into existence, it's not going to happen.
I'm running out of time because all the other stuff that's going to happen is probably technically going to be 2025 at this point. I got the, or 2026. I got the WNBA that I still crown a champion this calendar year, and baseball.
Also, don't worry. This network, we give Ryan Hickey enough airtime. He comes up with enough cold takes as it is. So he will usurp you in that department.
Well, I'm riding shotgun with Hickey right now, but I thought I had something. Anyway, that's the latest.
The last day of the first full weekend of NFL preseason gave us our first look at Ben Johnson's Bears offense.
Snap back, four-man rush. Pressure coming. Back of the end zone. Leaping grab. Maurice Alexander. Back of the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears.
Jeff Joniak, Bears Radio. Doubt we'll get many Tyson Bagent to Maurice Alexander TDs when things count. Bagent finishing 13 of 19. Case Keenum tossed two scores. then got a congratulatory text from Perloff, I'm assuming. Caleb Williams and nine other offensive starters sat this one out. A game that ended Bears 24, Dolphins 24. There was a winner in L.A., the Chargers over the Saints 27-13. Trey Lance impressing again with a rushing touchdown. Sunday Night Baseball in St. Louis. Cards and Cubs tied at two, bottom seven.
Delivers to Gorman. Swing and a base hit to right field. Walker rounds third. He's headed home. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Down to second and safe is Nolan Gorman. The Cardinals take the lead. Nolan Gorman delivers in the seventh.
A tie-breaking RBI single, final score 3-2, St. Louis wins. That drops the Cubs 6 games behind the Brewers in the NL Central. The Blue Jays push their AL East lead to 4 games on the Red Sox with a 5-4 win at Dodger Stadium, while Boston was losing in San Diego 6-2. WNBA history last night. Asia Wilson, 32 points, 20 rebounds in the Aces' 94-86 win over the Sun. That is the first 30-20 game in league history. And I get to mention one of EJ's favorites this morning. I might wish Manny was here too. Reporting over the weekend said Trae Young resigned to play out the final guaranteed year of his deal in Atlanta, then test free agency next summer. He is eligible right now for one of those four-year, $229 million extensions that confused Perloff so much, but apparently no offer yet from Atlanta, even though Trey owns the Knicks and MSG.
Could you imagine? I know it can't happen because they just gave the deal to Mikal Bridges. Imagine with all the crap that probably Manny has said about Trey Young and just seeing on his social media feed, which is horrendous and abhorrent. Could you imagine if the Knicks signed Trae Young and Manny has to walk all that back? That would be fun.
And he would do it in a nanosecond.
Yeah, well, he has no shame.
Trae Young, definitely one of those players. Well, is he one of those players that you hate him when he's on the other team, but you love him if he's on yours?
No.
I don't know if he falls into that. It's not Draymond.
He's
good,
don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I think in the national landscape, he is irrelevant. Manny just picks these fights and tries to make them bigger deals than what they actually are.
My question is, when's the last time someone had a franchise guy like that and did not pay them in the NBA?
Like, it's been a while.
Yeah.
You
get the deal. And then if you have remorse 2 years after it, you then trade the person.
Sure. I mean, it's the NBA. Everything can get traded.
Or you trade him before the deal comes up. Like you saw with De'Aaron Fox, and he ended up getting the deal from San Antonio. And he also kind of didn't want to stay in Sacramento. So that was a weird thing. It doesn't happen very often. But, I mean, he's a flawed player. Like, he's short. He's not efficient. And he gets a lot of assists, but he turns the ball over a lot. So he's kind of a weird guy. He plays no defense. So He's a good player, but in order to make him work, you almost gotta have a perfect situation around him.
I know, but it's just like the NBA, everybody gets paid. Yeah, everybody.
I mean, that's why he's mad, I think, because I think he feels like he's being picked on. He's like, I stayed here and this is what they're doing to me. But I think they're looking at their team being like, we're a fast, tall, long, athletic team, and we got this little short guy who shoots 40% from the field. Like, what are we doing?
Maggie's son, by the way, Lucas, is going to be shooting jumpers with me after the show. We're going to try to make him an NBA player. Just below average in the NBA. We got $20 million a year. I'll take a 5% cut.
Well,
it would be great.
I did that thing. I don't know if all parents do this, Bogues. Maybe you did this with your kids. You have a son and a daughter. You can do it with both. Where there's like a calculation you can do to find out how tall you think they're going to be. I think some pediatricians do this too.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So I calculated. He's expected to be about 6 feet, maybe 6'1". That's all we got.
Oh, all
so
right.
Got a chance.
About Trae Young stuff. Yeah,
you Fisher go. Price hoop coming to the Maggie Gray household.
We already have one.
Well, we've got another one.
We don't hit two hoops.
If we don't see it, we don't want him running track after we saw you coming out of the starting block. That's not a pretty sight.
No. Be embarrassing myself.
And we'll
know
how big
none
feet
other
too.
Than Usain Bolt. Gigantic feet. Kid's growing like crazy. Anyway, 888-710, that's just me. That's my contribution to his genes. Just huge feet like me. 888-710-4476, size 9.
Well, the
hoppers.
Problem is, big feet for you, those are average size feet for men.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I do have the largest feet on the show.
Congratulations.
Today.
Probably.
Just saying. You're tall.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I always hear about the size of Maggie's feet.
Yeah.
You probably have the biggest feet on the show even when Perloff's in, right?
I mean, I got size 9s.
I'm 15.
Where do you buy those?
Nike.
You must have to order
in bulk.
Them. But yeah. you can't walk into a store and say,
oh no, 15 I think is the max. I do get some 15 shoes in the store.
Mm.
They're like, all right, let's go all the way to the back.
Yeah.
It's like the last bear.
Let's get the ladder on.
Asking for help to carry the box
caution,
out.
Caution, big fella coming in. Get like, the white shoes.
We
get
only the got the white
Maggie's
white.
Brother's here.
Get the forklift.
All right, 888-710-4ISN, folks. Thanks so much. Coming up, Dak Prescott calling his shot. What's got the Cowboys quarterback so confident? We'll tell you next. It's Maggie and Perloff Show, Zach Gelb.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For Pearl. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb in for Pearl. Still on vacation for a couple more days. And, you know, Zach, I think we're all a little surprised by this. I know athletes have to be confident. Always want to be projecting, you know, success. But Dak Prescott having a conversation with Rams owner Stan Kroenke and saying, we'll see you in the NFC Championship game, elicited a lot of eye rolls, a lot of chuckles, because you can be confident, but I don't see how even the most optimistic read on the Cowboys this season has them going to the NFC Championship game. I don't even think the Cowboys are making the playoffs. I flirted with the idea of making them a playoff team, but I just couldn't get there. And it's not because of the Micah Parsons contract. I think that will get done. It's everything else going on with the Cowboys.
Well, the Cowboys already won the Super Bowl. You have this Micah Parsons situation. Now you got the quarterback, who usually doesn't have much personality, showing some confidence, showing some bravado. Jerry Jones is sitting there holding press conferences daily. This is how the Cowboys are run.
Oh, this is their Super Bowl.
This
right,
is
right.
their Super Bowl. They haven't made an NFC Championship game or a Super Bowl since the 1995 season. This is how they run their organization, where they want all these headlines. They want all the publicity. They want all the drama. They want to be in the news now, because usually as the season goes on, sure, they're usually a solid, good team. I think this year they're a fringe playoff team at best. I'm with you, probably more so they miss the playoffs than make the playoffs. But if they do, they'll be a wild card team and go home on wild card weekend. But them being in the news right now, this is their time to shine. Most people, it's October, November, December, January. The Cowboys, it's the summer months, July and August.
Yeah. I mean, this has been their MO. I've always said if you told Jerry you could win a Super Bowl, but you'd never be able to speak into a microphone ever again, are you confident that he would actually take Super Bowl? I've never thought Jerry has actually been about winning. Once he got into the Hall of Fame, the Cowboys are valued at, you know, probably even higher than the Lakers that just sold for, what, $11 billion, $10 billion. He's already won. All of this is just icing, and he doesn't actually care about another ring. Now, here's the other part of this, and you're welcome to weigh in, Cowboy fans, at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Do you even like Dak Prescott talking like this? I mean, you've been hurt. You know, you got hurt last year. Maybe Dak has a big bounce back year passing wise because he does have Lamb. He does have George Pickens now. But what, the run game's going to be nothing again. You got four running backs, so I don't have a lot of confidence in any one of those guys. You didn't actually upgrade, in my opinion, the running back position. So is your offense going to just get really predictable here, where teams are going to know exactly what to key in on when it comes to Prescott?
And if he's healthy, I think Jaden Blue has the most upside.
Sure, he's the youngest.
Out of that group. But if I'm a Cowboy fan, I think you're just numb to the pain right now. I know enough Cowboys fans. I know this one guy, Joe, who's a huge Cowboy fan, and he's older. So he saw them winning all those championships. And now they understand what they're signing up for, and they know they're in the worst place you could be in as an NFL franchise, where you're not horrible, but you're not great. You're just good.
You
look at teams that, exactly, mid. Yeah. The Cowboys, the Dolphins, they're not bad enough where they're picking in the top five, but they're not
Steelers.
Good enough. Yeah, them too. They're not good enough where you're going to a conference championship game or a Super Bowl. And that's a frightening spot. I'd rather be horrible for a few years.
Yeah.
Or, you know, obviously you want to be great. But if you're just good in the NFL, it's a bad place to be in.
We're talking about Dak Prescott, said over the weekend, was caught saying to the Rams owner, "We'll see you in the NFC Championship game." By the way, I don't think either teams are going to the NFC Championship game. It's not great when Matthew Stafford already needs an epidural before the season starts. That's not an awesome piece of news. But this
I saw he threw 60 passes, though. Yesterday over the weekend.
Well, these epidurals work, Zach. Yeah. Take my word for it.
I'm not at that stage of my life yet. Talk to me in 3 years.
Yeah, they work, which is why I know from experience. But anyway, this is the other part where Dak, I think, kind of blew this here, which is, yes, you said this is the Cowboys Super Bowl this time of year, right? Because they just talk. Talking season is the best time for the Cowboys. This is where they get the most attention. But there was a moment, I think, with Micah Parsons where people really wrote off the Cowboys. I think you and I did. A lot of people have. There was a chance that they sort of could have taken on a bit of an underdog role. You know, they are not, Vegas is not saying they're a playoff team.
No one believes in the coach.
Brian Schottenheimer feels like he was, you know, he just happened to be the next guy standing in the building. When were they even sure they wanted to fire Mike McCarthy? Or do we ever even get a solid answer on that? They only interviewed guys who were formerly worked for the team and Robert Sala.
They didn't want to give him a 4 or 5 year extension. That's what it was.
And
that's
it was a standoff. That's what Mike wanted. Yeah, but I think they actually may have wanted McCarthy back
if
McCarthy had been a little bit more flexible. Anyway, so Brian Schottenheimer, you're here. So let's now you get to wear the visor. But
backwards or forwards on the visor? Which one do you prefer?
I don't have a strong take on that. But I think that Dak kind of, with this headline, and yeah, not everyone's glued into every single thing Dak says, but this was the wrong time, I think, for this headline. You know, to say we're going to be in the NFC Championship game, I don't think that's what the Cowboys need, and that's not what the fan base needs right now because it's so empty, it's so tone deaf. You know, this is a time maybe where, oh, no one saw us coming. You know, maybe this is the time where you sneak up on a couple people. I know it's tough because it's the Cowboys, but any shot of being a bit of an underdog or being likable or anything, I think, went out the window with this.
I don't think it's calculated, but if it is, it actually may be brilliant by Dak. Because right now, everyone's just talking about Micah, and you have this
Michael
clown show.
Michael Parsons. Yep.
And you have this clown show with Jerry and Micah or Michael Parsons. And now some of the attention's going to go to Dak's way and these comments. So maybe this gets him free of 3 or 4 days of all the Micah drama. And it may be a little bit refreshing for people in Cowboy Land.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I'm just like, how is a guy who missed all these games last year, right, who is one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL, the highest paid by average annual, $60 million a year, the team is... It's not a great team, and you're saying NFC Championship game. I mean, get out of here.
How about a few years ago, the owner, Jerry Jones in Oxnard, was holding up a trophy because they got honored for something. He goes, oh, I'm just practicing my Super Bowl lift. This is what they do. They talk. They're the Cowboys. And Dak, who usually doesn't fall in line with the Cowboy way, is now falling in line with the Cowboy way. So good for Dak Prescott. I like the confidence. You're not going to the NFC Championship game. You're not going to the Super Bowl. Also, if you're going to say, oh, I'll see you in the NFC Championship game, you know, maybe also whisper into Kroenke's ear, yeah, we're going to kick your ass and we're going to go to the Super Bowl this year. Don't just settle for just going to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, that's also how you know it's like a weird thing where it's not even like, hey, we're going to, you know, like, you'll be in our rearview mirror when we're in the Super Bowl. It's like, see you in the NFC Championship game, and who knows what happens then. Yeah, right. Like, he's not even saying they're going to win that. I don't know. Odd to me. Odd, and it's just, yeah, you're right. If you're a Cowboy fan, you're numb to it. I think it's the opposite. I think if I'm a Cowboy fan, every stage of this gets me more and more angry.
It's almost as if you're in a toxic relationship.
Well, you don't have your house in order.
Eventually, you just got to let it go. And that's where I think Cowboys are at right now. They are numb to the toxicity.
It's hard to let your fandom go, though. You just want them to not be embarrassing, right? And win, obviously.
That's usually what you say in a toxic relationship. Do whatever you want, but don't embarrass
them. Yeah. Then you usually get yelled at in a restaurant or something like that. It's not good.
All right. Well,
been there, done that.
A therapy session. In the break, 888-710-4ISN. Okay, the College Football Top 25 AP poll debuts tomorrow. Who should be number one?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.